It's time for Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network.
Howdy, football fans. It is sweet football justice when the lowest paid coach beats the highest paid coach. Nobody could have expected the tide to roll over for Louisiana Monroe, but this is 2007 where anything goes. In what other year could Kansas-Missouri be a deciding factor in the national championship? Well, let's take a look at this week's games. USC at Arizona State. Pete Carroll isn't used to being outside the top 10 at the end of the season, but that's the reality for his Trojans as they roll into Tempe. The Solar Satans hope to feast on a horse for Thanksgiving, but this meal won't come easy. Bennard's loser, in a close one. USC. Arkansas, Louisiana State. Les Miles will be facing plenty of questions in the coming weeks about where he'll be coaching next year, but for the time being, he's completely focused on Baton Rouge. On Friday, his feral felines will play host to the Sharp Hogs from Arkansas. State fell out of the top spot once already this year, and they have no intention of doing it again, especially not in a rivalry game. Bennard's loser, Arkansas. Boise State at Hawaii. When the Broncos gallop into Aloha Stadium on Friday, they're hoping to ride to a WAC title. Not only is the conference title on the line, but the winner of this game may earn themselves a spot in a BCS bowl. The Warriors have been fighting for respect all season, and a win over last year's Cinderella would go a long way for that. No matter what happens in the game, it is always nice to get a free trip to Hawaii, but the visitors will return to Potato Land with more than just a lay. Bennard's loser, Hawaii. Connecticut at West Virginia. Several folks who are knowledgeable about such things have picked West Virginia to play for a shot at the national title. When the Connecticut Fair catchers come into Morgantown, they'll look to make those predictors as blue as the mountains. That's fine and dandy, but it will be the Huskies that end up with their tails between their legs. Bennard's loser, Connecticut. Tennessee at Kentucky. In the rankings or out of the rankings, Kentucky hasn't been able to decide, but they'll come to a final position when they host the unpaid workers from Knoxville. The hometown Kittens are 1-3 since upsetting LSU and haven't beaten Tennessee since Reagan's first term. Bennard's loser, Kentucky. Oregon at UCLA. A week ago, the Ducks looked to be flying towards the national championship. Now they're out of the hunt and missing their Heisman candidate quarterback. The Bruins will be waiting for the crippled Ducks, and a win in Pasadena would give the Bears a shot at the bowl game. But this is a team that couldn't even beat Notre Dame. Bennard's loser, UCLA. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. If the Cowboys can win the shootout in the Norman Corral, they're looking at a potential tie for the ownership of the Big 12 South. Bob Stoops is 6-2 against his in-state rivals, and that record looks to improve on Saturday. Bennard's loser, Oklahoma State. Notre Dame at Stanford. Could Charlie Weiss have his prayers for a third win answered? This has certainly been a cursed season for the Pope's players, but they get to close it out with one of their weaker opponents of the season. The Cardinal might have upset USC, but that doesn't mean they're any good. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Stanford. Cincinnati at Syracuse. Winning three of their last four games against ranked opponents has been a big Bearcat boost, and they'll close the season against a Syracuse team that hasn't even won three games. This game is over before it even starts. Bennard's loser, Syracuse. Missouri at Kansas. There have been plenty of big games this year, but the border war may be the biggest of the year. Not only does this game have national title implications, but it is totally unexpected. The last time either of these teams played in January, we were still sending men to the moon. Both of these teams average over 40 points per game and allow considerably less. This game is hard to pick, so let's go with the underdog. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Kansas. Alabama at Auburn. Nick Saban is having a hard time justifying his paycheck this year. Last week, he lost to a coach who makes as much in a year as Saban does in a week. On Saturday, the Tide roll into Jordan-Hare to battle for the number 2 slot in the SEC West. The sadness in Saban Nation will only increase when the Tigers come out on top. Bennard's loser, in a close one, Alabama. Okay, friends, I've gobbled up all the games I can stomach for this week. Tune in again next week when I'll have the end of the season losers for you.
This has been Bennard's Losers on the Funnel Fiasco Podcast Network. For advertising information, contact sales@funnelfiasco.com.